we become more in tune with these fake friendships, fake relationship, and fake self that you had to live in for so long to make others happy. But as you are somewhat in your journey of healing, you are able to hear loudly all the toxic traits around you. We all have toxic traits that we all have to unlearn. And through the self-healing journey, you are able to discover yours. With discovering those toxic traits, you stand from afar and see how unhealthy we are as people. That being our lifestyle of our past experience, past trauma that became learned behavior and damaging to ourselves and others, just because they were comfortable and it was a familiar place we stayed. But once we started noticing ourselves in this environment within our healing, we understand something's not right. Something's not right within us. And we have the power within us. We understand something's not right. Something is not right within us, and we have the power within ourselves to stop and to keep living in this comfort zone. Once you exit these cycles, you are able to think clear and find peace within. These cycles might drive you to your loneliest place, but in this place you will find yourself and will be able to start a self-healing journey. You need it for years. In this stage, in my loneliest, it hasn't been easy. It's been very lonely, but it's part of the healing process that needs to happen. In this place, I am able to see everything around me alone and everything within. With no opinions that could break that silence. Here you cry alone, here you laugh alone, you dream alone, and you even suffer alone. But these are the moments that make you become the best version of yourself. Your level of confidence rises because you know who you are. You are truly at peace with yourself, with any decisions that brings you to that road. Ladies, I started this journey of healing 4 years ago, and it has been a ride. But a ride worth taking, even when others don't understand. A ride that has taken me from my childhood all the way to my adulthood. We truly become what we rehearse. So with that being said, as I'm in this healing journey, I need to learn to rehearse what brings me closer to my true healing and self. And I encourage you to embrace your healing journey and never stop healing.